The future of sound is getting weird. Imagine musicians playing instruments while skydiving and mosquitoes being used to test soundproof rooms. I just came across this fascinating forecast of audio innovations for 2025 that's absolutely blowing my mind.
That's quite a teaser. What kind of innovations are we talking about here? Because it sounds like we're moving way beyond just better headphones and speakers.
Well, here's something unsettling. There's this group called Dog Ate My Homework Group that's figured out how to hack AI systems using inaudible high-frequency audio signals at 17,000 hertz. They're basically creating secret backdoors into AI content filters.
That's both clever and concerning. So it's like steganography, but with sound?
Exactly, and get this, these signals are already accidentally showing up in AI-generated pop songs on Spotify. The machines are literally having conversations through our music playlists without us knowing.
That's actually pretty alarming when you think about the implications. What other innovations caught your attention?
Oh man, there's this fascinating project from MIT. They're developing what they call microphone fabric. Picture a piece of cloth made up of hundreds of thousands of tiny microphones, each one just half a millimeter square, all networked together.
So what makes this fabric so special compared to traditional microphone arrays?
Well, when you hang this 2-meter cloth in front of an orchestra, it can isolate individual instruments with incredible precision, like you can separate out just the strings or just the conductor's baton moving through the air. The applications for this are huge.
That's fascinating technology, but I can already imagine some privacy concerns. What else is on the horizon?
Here's one that's pretty wild. There's a company called Home Silence that's creating personal-sized anechoic chambers. They're like phone booth-sized, completely soundproof rooms with foam cones inside and active noise cancellation.
You know, I've heard those rooms are so quiet they can make people feel disoriented. How do they even test something like that?
That's actually one of the most interesting parts. They use a single mosquito and a binaural microphone setup. The mosquito provides this constantly moving sound source, and in perfect silence they can amplify that tiny sound to incredible levels.
That's such an elegant testing solution. Though I have to wonder who volunteered to be in a small enclosed space with a mosquito.
Right? But wait until you hear about this next one. There's this project called Leap Listening, where musicians are literally playing wind instruments while skydiving. They're documenting different musical jumps and creating guidelines for what pieces work best at terminal velocity.
That's absolutely wild. Talk about taking your art to new heights. What kind of music actually works in those conditions?
You know, they don't specify exactly, but I imagine anything too complex would be pretty challenging when you're plummeting toward Earth at 120 miles per hour.
I would think the wind resistance alone would make it nearly impossible to play most instruments.
And speaking of unusual musical innovations, there's this artist named Bebe B. Lewis who's created an instrument using magnadoodles, you know, those magnetic drawing toys. She combines them with salvaged floppy disk drive heads to create music from drawings.
That's such a creative way to repurpose old technology. How does it actually work?
She draws patterns on multiple magnadoodles and then plays them by dragging this special pickup device across the screens. It's completely analog, no digital components at all. She's even working on a 3D printed version to make it more suitable for musical notation.
It's fascinating how many of these innovations are finding new ways to merge analog and digital technologies.
Exactly. And here's what really gets me thinking. The last innovation is about these educational PSAs teaching people how to identify AI-generated content. They're styled like Schoolhouse Rock, but they're addressing this huge question about authenticity in media.
That seems particularly relevant given how sophisticated AI-generated content is becoming. How do they approach such a complex topic?
Well, they've created this series of videos explaining things like the math behind AI generation and how to spot verification marks. But there's this one called I Wish It Were True that really hits home. It's about the emotional impact of not being able to trust what we see and hear anymore.
You know, that's really the heart of it, isn't it? All these innovations are exciting, but they're also changing our relationship with reality in some fundamental ways.
Absolutely right. And that's what makes these predictions so fascinating. They're not just about technical advancement. They're about how we're going to navigate this increasingly complex relationship between human creativity and artificial intelligence.
Well, I suppose we'll find out soon enough. 2025 isn't that far away.
True, though, I think I'll wait until someone else tests out that skydiving orchestra before I volunteer.